Welcome to the Next Talk podcast, where we share real stories and practical advice for parenting the digital world.
We're your hosts, Mandy and Kim. Mandy is an award-winning author and the founder of Next Talk. And I'm the director of Next Talk, a nonprofit organization created to strengthen families through open communication. You can check out all of our resources at nexttalk.org.
We're wives, moms, and friends, tackling culturally relevant topics from a Christian perspective. We're sharing what we've learned and where we failed. We're so glad you're here for this conversation.
So today's show is not me and Mandy. It is me, Kim, and my husband, Charles, which is super cool to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here.
Yes, it's always good to have the dad perspective because, you know, Mandy and I will talk about a lot of things. And then I'll bring it up with you and you say something way out in left field in my brain. And I'm like, oh, I never would have thought of it that way, which I think is great. And is so good for parenting because we can bring different perspectives to our kids, but it all points to the same thing, which is helping them be the best that they can be.
Yeah. It's good to have another set of eyes on and ears maybe on some things, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so today's show, it's kind of a funny title, Dads Talking to Their Boys About Girls, Periods, and Menopause. Yes. And we did that because it's very literal. It came out of a story that happened in our vacation last year, this past year. Mm-hmm. And well, this past summer, and we were in Colorado, you know, beautiful mountains, having family time, all the things. And one of the things we like to do as a family is watch movies and, or like a special show that we'll pick out together and watch. It was coming towards the end of our trip and we were kind of worn out from the hiking and the zip lining and all the things. And the kids were like, can we watch this show together? And it was a cartoon. Based on a movie that we had seen that was perfectly fine. And here was my misstep. I said, yeah, you know, I'm sure it's fine because it was a spinoff of this movie that was fine. Well, the very first episode, a character in the show walked into the a male character walked into the bathroom with a female and she started talking about, oh my gosh, I'm bleeding and all of these things to this male character. And thankfully, our oldest son, you know, he's at that point where he can discern a lot on his own. You know, we've walked through these phases of open communication where he tells us everything. And now we're at the point where he can process a lot on his own, which is a part of him growing up. He's where he's supposed to be. But he knew right away, like, okay, this is not appropriate for the littles. That's what we call our two younger kids. And he turned it off real quick and ran in and let me know. And so in the process of all of that, I said, hey, you know, do you have any questions? This isn't something we've talked a lot about. You know what a period is, but do you have any questions? And he kind of sat there for a minute and he's like, I'm kind of confused a little bit about like the science of it and a little bit more like what actually happens. So we sat down and I was telling him kind of the details of the process, which, you know, inside I'm like, this is just weird, you know, talking to your kid about what happens to your body every month. But, you know, he asked and I want to be honest with him and I want him to know from me and not Google it, like we always say. Mm-hmm. So as I'm talking about it, I had this moment. I was like, wait a minute. Charles is in the next room. My husband, he was a science teacher and he taught sex ed. Like, why am I trying to handle this on my own? So I say, let's go talk to daddy. So we walk in the other room and I'm like, hey, here's what we're talking about. I figured you had some info and some wisdom you could impart in this conversation. Here I'm thinking you're going to be like, here is the science behind menstruation in that voice.
Yes.
That's exactly how you
said. That's how I taught it. That's how I taught the menstruation.
Menstruation.
The menstruation is how.
Like the Facebook.
Yes. The ovulation, then the menstruation, then the congregation.
Well, I really thought that's how it was going to go. And you took this whole different approach. You did explain some of the science better than I did. But then you shared some other things. And since then, I've shared that with a couple of people and they've been like, this is so great. And so we wanted to talk about it on the show. So I want you to share what you told our oldest son about period about that time in a woman's life?
Well, I don't know. Like, I wasn't really thinking about it. And quite honestly, I was relieved that you were there to kind of take the lead on that. And but it's always important not to miss an opportunity to tell your kids and speak truth to them when they ask a really good question, because that's when their minds are open. That's when it's ripe. And like you said, don't go to Google for it. We have this thing, I call it, I don't know exactly what it's called, but I call it like a chronology bias, meaning like the first time you hear something, it often becomes your truth. So if you hear it chronologically first, even though if it's not accurate, it becomes truth, right? And I don't know what that's called scientifically speaking. I'm sure there's something out there.
Well, and so many kids hear it first from their friends or Google instead of their parents or like a trusted source.
Yeah. So it's always great to take that opportunity to, you know, speak truth to your kids. You know, my background is been in education a really long time. I've worked with a lot of middle school and high school students and even elementary students. And I work in a field that, well, let's face it, it's predominantly female. A lot of educators are female, or most of them are anyway. So I've seen, you know, unfortunately, like a lot of girls have their first period or have, you know, their period at school, and sometimes they're not prepared, and it can be like a really embarrassing thing. I think I was just really honest with our boy and just kind of told him, like, look, everybody goes through changes during puberty, but girls have it harder than boys. Yes, you'll have growth spurts, you'll have voice changing, you'll have hair growth, you'll have, you know, all these other things kind of happen, spontaneous erections that are like really embarrassing. But that's not as embarrassing as having a period in a class with your peers or in a cafeteria in front of the whole school. And some of those things that, you know, are outside of a woman's control. Mm. And that doesn't just end there. And so I was really, you know, I think it's really important for boys to hear this, that women do have it harder. Mm. And just growing up is harder, not just childbearing. We know that childbearing is hard for women, but just being a woman is really tough, you know. And I've seen girls, little girls, like, you know, elementary and middle school age girls in the clinics, you know, with like a warm bottle of water, like a heating pad, like on their bellies because they're cramping in class, you know, and they can't even learn for that. You know, that's not something a boy will ever experience, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important for our boys to know that. They might not understand it at this age, but they need to know. And so I just wanted to make sure I took that opportunity to tell him those things and to be sensitive to those things, because there could be a time where a close friend of yours has a period in class and you might notice it. She might not even know. It could be something that, or she might not even know what's going on, because you never know what's going on in people's families. They don't know. We don't know like who's talking to who and how much their parents are really sharing with them. And that's an opportunity for you to really kind of be a friend in a way to understand what's going on. You know, like if you have a hoodie or a jacket, like you can, you know, offer it to her and kind of let her know quietly and privately, like what just happened. And so she could tell the teacher to go to the nurse or, you know, however, those are some opportunities to, you know, really extend some kindness. So that way they know what's going on.
Yeah, I love that. I never thought to share that part of the process. I mean, you even said like you have a role with your friends and your peers in the season of life. And I thought that was cool because it's important. It's important what you do and how you react. Like, you never embarrass your friend or a classmate who, you know, you never want to yell across the room, there's blood on your pants, you know. And kids, sometimes they're just so reactive and they just say what they see. And so preparing our kid for that and letting him know that that's probably going to happen and here's your role in that was just such great wisdom that never would have crossed my mind.
Yeah, I think it's important for young boys to know, like, hey, I mean, yeah, we talk a lot about being masculine, being protective of our female sisters, you know, and like our future spouses, girlfriends, moms, sisters, aunties, grandparents, you know, that sort of thing. But you don't just have to be physically protective, right? Mm. We can really protect their emotions and protect them socially from some big mishaps, or not just mishaps, but, you know, some things that maybe could be avoided. So always just being aware of those opportunities to protect those that, you know, are vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah. Going through, especially not every family is an ex-doc family. And I know we've had some of our like heads up mamas, we call them, some of our older team members who said, some of their daughter's friends, their moms never talked to them about their period, didn't give them products or explain what was going to happen or when. I mean, I can't even imagine how scary that would be walk through that and then to be at school and feel so ashamed and embarrassed. Another thing you mentioned that I loved was you said, you know, you're going to start noticing some of your friends, because our kids go to a small school. So it's kind of like a little family in each of their grades. They've grown up with these kids since kindergarten. So it's like having a bunch of sisters. And he's like, there's going to be times when they're going to act different and you're going to be like, what? And I thought that was good too.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's okay to not have to understand everything that a woman is doing.
Yes.
And so we need to be teaching and preaching just to love people anyway. Right. And there are going to be some physical and emotional changes, that women go through, and it kind of it doesn't just go as like finish at puberty. It's kind of one of these things that, unfortunately, I feel bad for women because it happens so often. And it changes like the severity of it and how it happens, and like the nature of them manifests in a lot of different ways as they age and get older. So again, I think it's just great to just appreciate it. The female body is an amazing thing. So we don't have to understand it to appreciate it and to love our families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when their classmates are grouchy or are short with them, the girl that maybe they hung out with as a friend and was like easygoing, and then suddenly they're super irritable once a month, that, you know, have some grace, and know that it's not you. Girls are just dealing with this new wave of emotions that are totally unexpected and can be overwhelming. They feel very real, very real. And I know that's hard for a guy to understand. You're absolutely right. You will not understand it, but being patient and loving through that process is so important.
Yeah. I don't think it's important to understand it. Just accept it for what it is. And like, look, that sometimes it's not how that person is really feeling. Well, they're really feeling it, but they might not mean all those things that they say, or, you know, they're still your friend. They're just going through a really hard time and they're just dealing with some things that they really can't explain either. So even if they were to try to explain it, it would be incredibly difficult for them to explain. So just love them through that time and just be there for them when they need it, you know, cause they'll appreciate it on the other side of it. Cause
yes,
yeah,
the emotional awareness of our young men is not something we usually talk about in this subject.
Right.
And that's what was so surprising to me, that I never thought to discuss that with my kid. I think expanding on that, I guess about a year ago, I began going through premenopause. And I mean, I would just be like super angry all of a sudden, or having a hot flash or whatever it was. And my inclination was just to deal with it. And the kids should just deal with it. Like, it just is what it is. And I don't think culturally, I don't remember, like, you know, any of my friends or their mom sitting down and saying, here's what's happening. And I might seem a little crazy, and it's a, you know, I will try to apologize, or I'll try to prepare you when I can.
Well, sure. Yeah.
That was just not a thing. That's not how we talked.
Well, it doesn't happen in your school age year. So it's not communicated that way. So you learn sex ed in school because it's happening during those times, right? So they don't teach premenopause when you're 13, because why would they? Right. And so that's why it's like this, it's like this lost arc of knowledge that people keep searching for. It's like, why didn't anybody tell me this?
Yes. Yeah, so many things were happening. I was like, what is going on with me? And it's just not talked about a lot, which is kind of bizarre, because it really is a big change for a woman. And so you go through, you know, the period and all of that, and all of those emotions and changes, and then you have this season of building a family and a life, and then premenopause and menopause hits, and it's like going through it all over again, but with different things. And I made the decision to talk with our kids about it, and they were, you know, pretty young, but I wanted them to know, like, if I snapped at them or mom was like sweating profusely or whatever it was, what was happening? Because again, having a next talk family means open communication, talking about things that are awkward and weird so that our kids aren't left trying to figure it out on their own. And it's been great, because you know what's going on. And when I say something or do something, Sometimes we can just laugh about it. And that kind of lightens the mood. Like the kids know what's going on. You know what's going on. And so it's not this big secret. Why is mom a weirdo today?
Well, let's go back. Let's not laugh at it at the time it's happening. That's not what we do.
No, I mean, we can laugh at it after the fact.
Yes.
Or it's sometimes in the moment, like when I'm sweating, that one sometimes can be funny.
Sure, that's fun. Yeah, no. None of this is funny. I don't know. It's like, it's just another one of those. Like, don't try to understand it. It is what it is. Unfortunately, it's something that's just happening. And yeah, don't try to laugh this one off.
You
got to read the room here, guys. Read the room there. I don't know if your wife is going to enjoy laughing when she's at like this bottomless pit of crazy.
Okay. So when this first started happening, the premenopausal changes, one of the things that I did do that helped is I'd say, I feel crazy right now and like angry at you and like I hate you and there's no reason for it. So I know it's hormones. And I'm warning you.
Right.
And that was good.
Right.
That was helpful.
Yes.
Because with menopause and premenopause, and I tell the kids the same thing, you start to, your hormones start to level out. And so, but that initial phase is like, what is happening? And you do feel kind of crazy. And so for our family, that was very helpful for me to have the freedom to say that. And you, a lot of times, would just give me a hug and you'd be like, okay, thanks for telling me. That was helpful.
Yeah.
That's kind of a tip I guess we can put out there is create that understanding. Like, I'm going to be honest with you that I don't know what's happening, but it's happening.
Right.
And you're just going to love me in that moment.
Yeah. And we hide the knives. And we take away your keys and we just let it pass. And, and then you get your keys back when it's all safe.
And talk and cheesecake.
Yes.
Yes. But I think that's important too. And Charles has been really good about, you know, when I'm really tired or he can see I'm at my end, he will kind of step in and say, oh, yeah, go ahead, go to bed or go whatever you need to do. And he handles the kids and is very helpful in answering their questions or whatever it is. And I think that's part of the process too. It's like a full circle thing. It's that beginning stages where if you are talking with your boys about their role in this change for a woman, it won't be so hard and shocking when they're married and as they go through those different phases of life. And then even here where we're ending, you know, that phase of reproduction and it's another change that it's not so surprising. You've got the tools. And that's just another thing we can give to our kids is teaching them how they play a role in this part of growing up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, the menopause and the period. Doesn't have to be a long conversation. Moms, I encourage you to let dad do it his way. A lot of times we're like, that's not how I would say it. But it's different. You know, it's different for moms and dads. And invite them into the conversation. And I just think this is a part of it that I never thought of that was super helpful for our son, that your role is important in this season of life, in these different seasons of life with the women in your life. I did also think it was cool. Some of the conversations you've had with our boys are very different about girls and what to look for. Like the things I'm talking about are way different than the things you're talking about. And one of the things you talk about are these things you call red flags. And I think that's helpful.
It's what not to look for, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I know that, you know, you've said this on air many times, like how since our sons were born, like pray for this godly woman to be their spouse, right? At some point, right? And I guess maybe I'm a little spontaneous, I guess, like as it's happening. So here's an example. We were driving, it was myself and our oldest son, and there was a woman walking four pugs, and each pug had a different dress on. And
it was pretty cute.
So I told my son... I was like, you see that lady right there? And he's like, yeah, that's kind of extreme. And I was like, that's a red flag in a relationship. Like if you find out that she dresses up her animals in matching outfits, you will always play second fiddle to her dogs. And it's just important to kind of pick up on those kind of cues, you know? And so, you know, we had a little laugh about it and I was like, no, but really, like these are some things that you need to kind of just just stay away from. You could be kind, respectful, but when you're choosing a mate or you're choosing a spouse or you want to think about it, you know, asking somebody out, get to know them, try to find if there's any of these like major red flags. but also just like that. We talked about awareness earlier, but like just on how they treat their parents, how they treat their siblings, how they treat their friends at school, their coaches, their teachers, you know, you want someone that's, you know, treating everybody else with respect and being kind, you know, cause you want that genuine person, right? Yeah. And you don't want someone who's going to be untrustworthy or unloyal, or is going to, you know, use, I don't know, maybe just use a fabrication of the truth to kind of get what they want. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, manipulative.
Yeah. So we talk about those kind of things a lot and examples, of what to stay away from. So,
yeah, it's, you know, and that's great, because I think a lot of times moms, we're talking about like what you're looking for. And that's, you know, again, that other side, that other perspective of like, here's also what you don't want to look for. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just really good. And it's cool that you make it fun and light, and it's not like a big lecture. It's just like, hey, look at that. That's interesting. Here's what I think about that. And you guys talk about it. We just recently did a show about crushes, like how important is a crush? And then we did dating 2.0, and in both shows, the things that we cover really encompass that it's so important to be talking about expectations of a relationship and boundaries and, you know, how people treat other people. And so listen to those shows too. And, you know, maybe get your husband to listen to the show with you. They're 20 minutes and then it's a great conversation and a way to start that conversation with your kids. And as we say in all of our shows, with age-appropriate terms, you can start building these building blocks with your kids when they're young. You know, little comments that you make, like marriages between a man and a woman, like little things like that, you're planting these seeds so that when they're older, these conversations aren't like these huge, overwhelming topics. It's just another part of the building block that's creating the foundation that they stand on in their relationships.
Yeah. Never miss an opportunity, right?
Never miss an opportunity. Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the show. Yeah, I always love you having you here and having your perspective.
Oh, well, it's always great to be on the show. Love it.
Yes. And I am not feeling crazy right now, so no warnings needed.
I know. It's great. Totally sane, logical.
Enjoy the moment.
Enjoy the moment, yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, listening, and sharing our podcast. Because of you, this show is in the top 5% of over 2.9 million podcasts.
We have lots of resources for you, from counseling to live events. Or if you have a show idea or a question for our team, visit our website at nexttalk.org. We'd love to hear from you.
At Next Talk, we're more than cyber parenting. It's conversations to connect.
This podcast is not intended to replace the advice of a trained healthcare or legal professional, or to diagnose, treat, or otherwise render expert advice regarding any type of medical, psychological, or legal problem. Listeners are advised to consult a qualified expert for treatment.